This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many people keep Halloween these days, and even though we should all understand the origin of Halloween, I'd like to bring out a point today which may not be all that understood. And that is a connection between Halloween and Orthodox Christianity, and especially the Roman Catholic Church. Now let me begin by reading to you from an article by the Christian Post, which was published October 26, about a situation in the UK. But it's not all that different in other countries around the world. It says, most Britons believe that only 6 of the 10 commandments are relevant today. And they feel that you shall bear no false witness, adultery, honoring father and mother, and not coveting are those commandments which are still relevant. But notice, only 31% say that worshipping idols or not worshipping idols is essential. Only 23% agree that we should not use God's name in vain. Only 20% say that not worshipping other gods is still relevant. And only 19% feel that keeping the Sabbath is of any importance. And even those who do believe that probably think of Sunday as a Sabbath and not as the Bible commands it. Saturday is a time from Friday evening to Saturday evening. But what does it have to do with Halloween? Now, if you don't believe that you must refrain from worshipping other gods, you have entered the realm of Halloween, as I will show you in a moment, because you are then worshipping or at least getting in contact with Satan and his demons. Now, when it comes to the Catholic Church, an article was published by The Guardian on October 26 saying this: Pope Francis is one of the most hated men in the world today. Within the Church, the Catholic Church, Francis has provoked a ferocious backlash from conservatives who fear that his spirit will divide the Church and could even shatter it. This summer, one prominent English priest said, "We cannot wait for him to die." Francis, the first non-European pope in modern times and the first ever Jesuit pope, was elected as an outsider to the Vatican establishment and expected to make enemies. But no one foresaw just how many he would make. Almost a quarter of the College of Cardinals believe that the pope is flirting with heresy. And then the article goes on to say that doctrine holds that the pope cannot be wrong when he speaks on the central questions of faith. So if he is wrong, he can't be the pope. On the other hand, if the pope is right, all his predecessors must have been wrong. And that brings me now to the question of Halloween. First of all, if what we have just been reading is an accurate statement as to the state of affairs, then what do Catholics believe? Whom do they believe? And what doctrines do they embrace? Now again, if they don't believe in the Ten Commandments, as probably most do not, at least not all of them, then again, the door is open towards Halloween. The Christian origin of Halloween is something which most people don't realize. Now, if you go to the internet and you just put in the question, what does a Catholic Church feel and think about Halloween? That's the answer, the very first answer you are getting. Halloween is a name that means nothing by itself. It is a contraction of All Hallows' Eve, and it designates the vigil of All Hallows' Day, most commonly known today as All Saints' Day. So here you have already the connection. But the connection becomes much more clear when we, for instance, listen to this article by ABC News, dated October 30. Halloween dates back to the Celtic farming festival Samhain. As the crops died, farmers believed there was a day when spirits could rise from their graves. During Samhain, Celtic people would dress in disguise to fool and ward off the spirits, hoping to protect their land through the upcoming winter. Notice, in the 8th century, Christians sought to transform the pagan holiday. Pope Gregory III declared November 1 to be the Feast of All Saints' Day. the night before became known as All Hallows' Eve. The practice of carving and decorating jack o' lanterns is an Irish custom that honored the souls stuck in purgatory. Legend has it that stingy Jack roamed the earth, unable to enter heaven or hell, with only a piece of burning coal in a carved-out turnip to light his way. Since pumpkins are easier to carve than turnips, this ritual adapted into jack o' lanterns as All Hallows' Eve celebrations took shape in America. You don't see the connection yet between Halloween and Catholic holidays, Christian quote-unquote holidays? The article goes on to say, today Halloween has grown into a nationally recognized festival. Over 179 million Americans plan to partake in festivities in 2017. The top children's costume is an action hero or superhero, while adults are most likely to choose a witch. Yes, a witch. And then we have this article by The Telegraph, dated October 30. Gales believed that it was a time when the walls between our world and the next became thin, allowing spirits to pass through, come back to live on the day, and damage their crops. Places were set at the dinner table to appease and welcome the spirits. Gales would also offer food and drink and light bonfires to ward off the evil spirits. Many dressed up as souls of the dead, and were understood to be protecting themselves from the spirits by impersonating them. Celts dressed up in white with blackened faces during the festival of Samhain to trick the evil spirits that they believed would be roaming the earth before All Saints' Day on November the 1st. By the 11th century, this had been adopted by the church into a tradition calling souling, which is seen as being the origin of trick-or-treating. Children go door-to-door asking for soul cakes in exchange for praying for the souls of friends and relatives. They went dressed up as angels, demons, or saints. The soul cakes were sweet, with a cross marked on top, and when eaten, they represented a soul being freed from purgatory. In Germany, people hide their knives to make sure none of the returning spirits are harmed or seek to harm them. There's much more which could be said about it, but I believe it is sufficient to show you that there is absolutely nothing Christian about this satanic festival. And to put a Christian mantle on something which is blatantly demonical is ridiculous. Is absolutely ridiculous. Even the attempts by the Catholic Church to make it Christian, quote-unquote, are all based on unbiblical superstition. For instance, souls are stuck in purgatory. And they're also based on pagan beliefs, wearing terrible costumes to ward off evil spirits, or spirits of the dead come back to life. Did you know, my friends, that no human being who has died is alive today? Neither in heaven, nor in hell, nor in purgatory, nor in limbo. The only person who has ever come back from the dead as an immortal spirit being was Jesus Christ. So the whole concept is just blatantly pagan to the core. It's a demonical perversion. And for anyone to participate in Halloween, he is becoming a victim of the demonic world. And God is extremely angry about this. And that is one of the reasons why God has decreed that very soon Jesus Christ will return to put an end to this madness. Now, if you want to know more, if you really want to know more about why Halloween is absolutely blatantly false, it's wrong, it's ridiculous, it's blasphemous, please read our free booklet, Man's Holidays and God's Holy Days. It also talks about Halloween. It gives you a lot more information about what is wrong with this terrible, terrible festival. And then there's another book that we have prepared, Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. If you get involved with demonic activity, whether you know it or not, you are in grave, grave danger. And things may happen in your life which you can't explain. The reason being, you were foolish enough to get involved with the demonic world, and demons will respond. And that may be one reason why your life is in so great turmoil. So please read this booklet, because it also tells you how you can get rid of those influences if they are prevalent in your lives. So thank you very much for listening, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.